NPR.
Last year, Teresa Ghilarducci came across this news story out of Cumberland, Maryland that just kind of made her want to cry.
It was supposed to be a feel-good story about a younger man who went to a Walmart and he saw an 80-year-old clerk who seemed a little bit creaky. And so he started asking questions about why he wasn't retired. And the guy said, well, I just don't have enough money to retire.
This younger customer is so moved by that that he goes on TikTok and says to his followers, hey, let's raise some money for this guy so he can finally retire. He created a GoFundMe page, and in a few days, he managed to collect more than $100,000.
Whew, yeah. And here's that younger guy on DC's local Fox News station standing outside Walmart, handing the older guy a giant check.
For $108,682.85.
Wow.
Love you, man.
I love you.
It's a sweet story, but that's not the reason it made Teresa emotional.
The guy got to retire. But if we depend upon that as our retirement system, we would need 72 million GoFundMe accounts almost every year.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong.
And I'm Adrian Ma. Teresa is an economist at the New School, and she's author of a new book called Work, Retire, Repeat: The Uncertainty of Retirement in the New Economy. Today on the show, she explains why the problem is more serious than we may even think.
We've built a system that kind of depends upon this isolation and this desperation at the end of life.
And Teresa has a pitch for how to fix it, which she calls a Gray New Deal.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today. This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast On Investing. Each week, you'll get thoughtful, in-depth analysis of both the stock and the bond markets. Listen today and subscribe at Schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Arctic Wolf. Their researchers have released the Arctic Wolf Lab's 2024 threat report. Why will 2024 be a volatile year for cybersecurity? Learn more and get your copy now at arcticwolf.com/NPR.
Teresa Ghilarducci has spent her career studying the financial lives of older people. How do they get by? Are they working? Are they retired? And she says this interest started early.
I grew up with a single mother, and so the economics of low-income workers was always part of my life. You know, were we going to sign up for food stamps or not? We usually didn't because of the stigma involved. And I also lived a long time with my grandmother. So it was a very personal issue about what workers could depend upon over their life cycle. I used to be interested as a young person, and now I'm interested as an older worker.
Now, it's maybe conventional wisdom at this point that a lot of older Americans are not financially secure, and that a lot of younger folks who may be years away from their golden era are not on track to have enough money to retire on. But Teresa says the problem is even worse than a lot of people think.
Let me tell you the most concrete way I can. If you are 30, you should have, according to our system, your annual salary already in the bank, and you should be saving 8% of your salary just for retirement. You're laughing, Adrian.
I'm already behind.
You and everybody else. If I was on an airplane and stood up and said this would be dangerous for me. It would throw rotten tomatoes at me, because we live in a system where I say, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. And like, no one can do that.
Same goes for people in their 60s.
If you're 64, you should have 10 times your annual salary in your account. And my data shows that about 7 to 8% of people, and they're more likely to be higher income, can come anywhere close to that.
As a result, the share of older people who are working has been rising. According to the Pew Research Center, back in the 1980s, about 11% of older adults were employed. Today, it's closer to 19%. And Teresa says most of them are working because they can't afford not to.
Yeah, so 2/3 of people who you might find between the ages of 60 and early 70s who are working, 2/3 of them are doing it because they just don't have enough money. In America, the future of retirement is work.
You write in your book that there's this prevailing view that if somebody does not have enough money to retire on, then it's their own fault and they should just work more. So tell me why you disagree with that.
Our system over the past 40 years has become a do-it-yourself system. The end of traditional pensions and a cutback in Social Security was supposed to be replaced by a voluntary, individual-directed, basically commercial system of do-it-your-own savings accounts. For a lot of people, it's called a 401k account. The individual decides to save, and then the individual has to decide where it's invested, and the individual has to decide how to make that money last for their lifetime.
And it's worth acknowledging that a lot of people don't even have the access to those do-it-yourself investment options, or they don't have the money to save and invest.
And over the 40 years of this system, it's always been true that about half the workforce did not have access to those options because employers don't have to provide them. And even if they provide it, the workers don't have to be in them. We had a 40-year experiment with that kind of do-it-yourself system. And my research shows it hasn't worked. People don't have enough.
But Teresa argues that it doesn't have to continue this way. In her book, she proposes a set of policy reforms she calls a Gray New Deal, which is a callback to a whole raft of government programs created during the 1930s Great Depression. This is a period that actually gave us the OG safety net for older folks, Social Security.
And Teresa's Gray New Deal has several parts to it, from enforcing anti-age discrimination laws to protect older workers, to adding long-term care insurance to Medicare. And that way, older folks won't have to worry about getting hit with a large nursing home bill in their old age.
But two of the biggest pieces have to do with ensuring that older people have enough income to retire and maintain their standard of living.
So the first thing we need to do is have a universal pension system, a system that accumulates money, invests it well, and pays out a lifetime benefit. And I've called it a guaranteed retirement account. Everybody's in it. Everybody saves for their lifetime, and everybody gets to take it out for the rest of their life.
Now, for people with 401ks or government pension plans, Teresa says they can keep those. After all, those programs do have some perks that people like, you know, like employers will often match employee contributions. But for the half of American workers who don't have those options, her proposal would provide a similar mechanism for building retirement savings, including a government match.
For me, who I'm a high-income worker, I don't pay taxes on the money that's building up in my account. That's worth thousands. But my part-time secretary doesn't have that same help from the government.
A second pillar to Teresa's Gray New Deal is beefing up what we pay into Social Security. The Congressional Budget Office says that in about a decade, there may not be enough funds to make full payments to retirees.
Congress needs to act now to put more revenue into that system. That's not very costly. That's equivalent to about 1.5 or 2% of payroll, and expanding the payroll base so that higher income people pay more into it. As an economist, it won't break the bank and it won't hurt the economy.
Do you really feel like it's politically feasible? I mean, you know, bolstering Social Security, a universal pension system, these all sound great, but is it doable?
Yeah, so I live in the real world, even though you might think I'm in an ivory tower here in New York City. I just testified in Congress last week, and I felt it's more possible than ever before. And I think for the first time, I was talking to Republicans and Democrats, and everybody was nodding their head in agreement. We have a retirement crisis.
So that's one thing people across the aisle do agree on?
Yeah, apparently.
And now we just need legislation. So we just, Congress famously good at passing legislation.
Yeah, so clearly that would be an obstacle to a Gray New Deal. And also, so would the cost, which would not be trivial. Teresa estimates that guaranteed retirement accounts and expanded Social Security would cost, over the course of a decade, an additional $500 trillion from workers, employers, and the government. For perspective, that's a little over 2% of U.S. GDP.
Okay, so not chump change.
Not at all. And you know, Teresa acknowledges that a Gray New Deal would be costly, but not as much, she argues, as the cost of doing nothing. This episode is produced by Corey Bridges and engineered by Maggie Luthar. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kagan Cannon edits the show, and The Indicator's a production of NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, American Express. Take your business further with the smart and flexible Amex Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits that help unlock more value from your business purchases. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.